It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by ForTalent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Star Power Hour for this Thursday, December 12th, 2013. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. Today is my final concert in New York at 54 Below with the incredible two-time Tony nominee Mary Testa and the unbelievable vocal prowess of Mr. Jesse Stevenson. I encourage you guys to come and hear these people sing. It's at 7 p.m. here in New York City, which is where I am right now, at 54 Below, which is underneath the Roundabout Theater, Old Studio 54, on West 54th Street. You can go and check for tickets on www.54below.com. There is a discount code that is available. It is JBarber, the number 5. So it's J, as in my first name, James, the letter J, B-A-R-B-O-U-R, and the number 5. So JBarber 5. So go to www.54below. You can click the calendar. I think my link should be up right on the first page because the concert for today's are up. Click that, put that discount code in, and you will get a discount on your ticket for tonight. For those of you who are not in New York City, I have a Los Angeles show on December 21st. It's at the Celebrity Center International Garden Pavilion. It's a gorgeous space. I'm telling you, it's just beautiful. And apparently they're having a Christmas show already. So I'm going to have a really cool Christmas setup. That is at 7:30 p.m. December 21st. And you can go to brownpapertickets.com. www.brownpapertickets.com and click on there. We've got tickets as low as 10 bucks for kids 14 and under, and then there's senior discounts. And see, I control the tickets in that area. It's something that we've talked about this before in terms of producing. 54 Below, I don't really control anything, and it drives me nuts. And it drives me nuts because I don't know how many tickets are sold. I discount tickets. I can do incentives when I control the venue, but I don't. In 54 Below's case, they run it all. But out in LA, I control it. I don't control the venue, but I control the ticketing and marketing and all that kind of stuff. So it's a lot more fun for me. So I want to talk a little bit about this Sound of Music thing that everybody's, you know, in our Broadway world seems to be more important than Obamacare, which I can't imagine. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on that other side of things. I really couldn't watch because I was flying, but I caught glimpses of it. And here's the thing, that no matter what you think about it, this is my viewpoint. Carrie Underwood is a very successful singer. She's a star. And she took a risk to do this. You know, she went out of her comfort zone, whether you liked her or you didn't like her. It doesn't matter. But she took a risk and went out of her comfort zone and went into an area that she has never done before on this level. I think about it when I did Beauty and the Beast with Toni Braxton. You know, Toni had never done anything like this before. And I think it's a testament to people such as that, that they're going to take a risk in their careers, these steady, stable careers. They take a risk to do something new. Now, how many of you would do that? How many of you would, you know, move out of your incredibly comfortable jobs to take a risk and have the chance to be publicly lambasted by that? I admire that in those people, in Carrie and certainly Toni when I worked with her. And so no matter what you think about it, it got 18.5 million views on NBC. It was so successful that they're going to air it again. And so successful that Bob Greenblatt is going to create another musical for television. So look, people learn. You learn about, you know, what works, what doesn't work. And, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, Robert D'Antonio. I don't even know if you're listening, Robert. But, you know, he's in the business world. He's in construction. He goes, look, you got to do what works. You know, if you build a building, he was saying you build a building and have this architect building this really beautiful building. And then over to your right is just a decent building, but it sells, everybody's renting it. He goes, I want the building that is renting, you know, that, that people are renting the spaces from. Whether it's beautiful or not, you know, it's functional, it works. It, from the bottom line, it's generating a profit. So when you get to the level of NBC and you get to the level of all these guys, they're looking at the bottom line. They're looking at profit. They need viewers, you know. It didn't cost you anything to watch The Sound of Music. Nothing, you know. So what they're concerned about is how can they generate viewership, which does what? Commercial time. So you're watching their commercials. That's where they're making their money. It's commercial marketing and advertisement that is paying them. So it's not like you have to go and pay for HBO or go and buy a ticket to the theater or go to the movie theater. You know, you're watching this for free. So at the end of the day, you know, I have admiration for all those guys. A lot of them are my friends. You know, certainly, you know, I want them to succeed, and I want the art form to succeed. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is a lot of people took a risk in areas that they didn't necessarily have to because they had very stable and steady careers. And I admire that. So say what you will, but, you know, the next time you get up to do, you know, star in a Broadway musical that has been put on television live after never really having done anything like that before, you know, put yourself in their shoes. It's not to say that you should, you know, not strive for being the greatest performer that you can or reaching the greatest product that you can. But, you know, there's a lot to take into consideration. And the fact that people are ripping people apart, I just think it's, I don't even read the crap. I just, you know, I hear blah, blah, blah. You know, oh, did you hear? Blah? No, I don't really care. So anyway, Merry Christmas. I'm going to play a Christmas tune. Why? Because it's Christmas and I love Christmas. Okay, here's a tune. Hang on.
Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city.
Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
ting-a-ling,
soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner,
city. Ring-a-ling,
ring-a-ling,
hear them ring,
hear them ring,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
Strings of street lights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crush, see the kids rush. This is Santa's big day. And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells.
The corner Santa Claus.
Silver bells.
Is busy now because it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
It fills the winter air.
Hear them ring.
You hear it everywhere.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks.
Bells,
busy sidewalks. Dressed in holiday. In the
it's
air,
Christmas
there's a feeling of
the
Christmas.
City.
Children
ring-a-ling,
laughing, people passing,
meeting
smile
ring.
After smile. Very soon it will be Christmas Day.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney singing Silver Bells, Silver Bells, it's Christmas time in a city. I have Jim Nabors singing that. I always think about it. It's Christmas time in the city. What a voice he has. Still does. Came to my wedding, Mr. Jim Nabors. Grateful for that. All right, so Christmas time. Hey, guys, Twitter, at James Barber Now. I told you why I had to change it. At James Barber Now on Twitter. Also, there's if you go to my fan page on Facebook, which is James Barber, just find it. I don't even know what the number is, whatever it is, James Barber 2, whatever the heck. There's a newsletter sign up that you can do. It's you'll get insights. People who sign up for the newsletter got a discount. They got the discounts first on any of the stuff that's going out. They're getting, once the new website's up, we're going to have merchandise and stuff like that fly in, and it's going to be cool. They will announce when the new website's coming out. We got our fingers crossed on that. I'm just dealing with a couple of glitches and some HTML formatting, which I have no idea how to do. So that's there. Don't forget, tonight, Mary Testa, two-time Tony nominee Mary Testa, will be my guest, as will the amazing Jesse Stevenson at 54 Below at 7 p.m. It's going to be a blast. We had a blast last week with the first concert. A lot of fun. Frank Basile came. Stephen Wallum came. Sang Still, Still, Still. Frank and I did that. Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy, Peace on Earth. And then, of course, Tony Harnell from the rock band TNT came and sang one of his tunes called Northern Lights. And it was just awesome. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back after this message with more Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on Star Power Hour, VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. We'll be right back.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So, what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4talent.com, and you can too.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Remember what life was like when you were a kid? When you had that zest for living and discovery, that total lightness of being. Can you still experience that today? Listen to Joy Awareness Radio with host Marlene Bork. Our show will invite you to be happier, to enjoy living a more conscious and exciting life. Learn from our guests and contributors, just like you, and make this your weekly stop to rediscover the capacity that you could be accessing. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Snow white gown, tap tap tapping at your window. in town. Here comes Susie Snowflake, soon you will hear her say, come out everyone and play with me, I haven't long to stay. If you wanna make a snowman, I'll help you make one, one, two, three. If you wanna take a sleigh ride, the ride's on me. Here comes Susie Snowflake, look at her tumbling down, bringing joy to every girl and boy, Susie's come to town.
I love that tune. It's Susie Snowflake. That was also Rosemary Clooney. When I was in elementary school, I had to sing that song with, geez, what grade was I in? I'm trying to remember. I can remember standing on stage. Maybe that's why Susie Snowflake is responsible for my career in the theater. I remember standing on stage and having to sing Susie Snowflake. I think Scott Brody was doing that. He's Jewish. Could you imagine that? Can you imagine, like, we did some Hanukkah tunes because I grew up in a predominantly Jewish neighborhood, so we had all the holidays off, every holiday. We had Kwanzaa, we had, you know, I have a pebble, and I pray to a pebble holiday, because we had every religion you can imagine. So it was kind of cool in that way, but, you know, whatever. We got all the holidays off. My buddy Scott, I think you're right, he was up there singing too, Susie Snowflake. Well, I guess it's not a Christmas tune, it's just it's a winter tune. Here comes Susie Snowflake, dressed in her snow white gown, tap, 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 and I'm a window pane. Anyway, I remember sitting on that stage, standing on that stage, singing Susie Snowflake. So it's always held a special place in my heart. Susie Snowflake by Rosemary Clooney. You know, I'm going to play you another tune by I'm a country freak, too. I know I love country music. Why? Because it tells a story. It tells a story, people. How I got left out in the rain. And, you know, and I got six cows, and I got, you know, I got some farmland, and the cows are looking at me sad, and, you know, what are they going to do? It's raining, and they ain't got no umbrellas, because even if they had umbrellas, they got no hands to hold them. So what are they going to do? So I got to hug them and put on some raincoats on the cows. That's why I like country music. This is a song by the great band Alabama. Take a listen.
Always come around this time of year, and with your big old bag that's full of Christmas cheer. And when it starts to snow, the little boys and girls all know, soon they'll hear the sounds of your reindeer. Sometimes grown-ups grow up to believe that you don't really come on Christmas. But I don't think that's true, 'cause I know I've seen you in the sparkling little eyes under the tree. Oh, Santa Claus, I still believe in you. There's still a kid inside of me that still believes you're true. Oh, Santa Claus, the kids are tucked in tight. The hour has arrived. It's time to play old Santa Claus tonight. Well, I don't see how anybody could ever doubt that there really is a Santa Claus. Especially if they've ever seen a little boy who's just got his very first bike. Or if they've ever seen a little girl with her arms wrapped around her baby doll so tight. And both of them waking up mama and daddy way before daylight. And grandma and grandpa just looking young and loving life. They know that their grandkids gonna be all right. And mama and daddy, they'll be waiting up to answer old Santa's call. 'Cause tonight they're not worried about paying bills. Lord, they're just loving it all.
Oh, Santa Claus, I still believe in you. There's still a kid in all of us that still believes you're true. Oh, Santa Claus, the kids are sleeping tight. We're turning out the lights, and I'll be waiting up for you tonight. Santa, kids are tucked in tight. Santa Claus, turning out the lights. Oh, Santa Claus. I still be.
Isn't that pretty? Alabama. I like me some country music. You know, and I also like listening to the fact that different, you know, different composers or different bands cover different songs. You know, I mean, you got a ton of stuff, all kinds of stuff. Gene Autry, Bing Crosby, both doing. Of course, Gene Autry created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but Bing Crosby covered it. You know, there's a ton, you know. That's what I like about it. All the contemporary artists covering tunes and, you know, you just hear a different diversity. You know, certainly Josh Groban's album, Noel, was, you know, unbelievable. It, you know, created a huge splash in the world of Christmas because, you know, it's one of the highest grossing, if not the highest grossing Christmas album of all time. It's got some great tunes on it. So anyway, so remember, what are the holidays for you? You know, we talked about Thanksgiving and Hanukkah coming on the same day. Jeremy Roberts, my musical director, was talking about they had a menorah at Thanksgiving, which is, I thought, hilarious. Menorah, it's a menorah and a turkey stuck together. And it really kind of does tell me how sometimes people think of the holidays. You know, what are they for? You know, you may have your religious beliefs, your spiritual beliefs, which are truly what they were built on. But they've obviously turned into something else, which is also very worthwhile to me, I think, because no matter what your religious or philosophical beliefs are, even if you don't have them, there is something about the holidays that allow us to remember certain things. Being thankful for what we have. You know, be thankful for what you have. Well, you know what? You should be. You know, I've been through a lot. I had a lot, and I lost a lot. and I'm building back, and I'm so thankful for my friends and my family and my kids and, you know, the industry in which I work most of the time. Most of the time. No, I'm kidding. We make our paths in life. And when I think about the holidays, I think about being close to friends and family and the warmth and the idea of giving. Even if you don't have any money to give anything, you can give your friendship. You can give your love. You can write a note on a piece of paper, which, you know, one of the greatest gifts my father, I think, ever got, I gave him a song. It was on a cassette tape. And it was just a song. It wasn't me. It was a Conway Twitty tune called "That's My Job." You know, my dad grew up in the South, and I gave him that tape. My father was a pretty strong dude, you know, very, very stalwart, loving man, and passionate, compassionate. And I gave him that thing for his birthday, and all I heard was Jimmy, maybe 10 minutes later. And I walked over to the stairs in our house, and he was sitting on the stairs of our house holding the tape, and he was crying. And he just looked up, and he said, "Thank you." Because of the content of that song. So if you guys ever, it's old Conway Twitty tune called "That's My Job," but you'll get it if you listen to it. So go out and listen to it on iTunes. But having the effect and the bond that that creates, to me, is what giving and holidays is all about. So I encourage you to do that. Think about what they mean to you this year. All right, we'll be right back after this message with more Star Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals. Log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So, what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
"I got my break on 4talent.com," and you can too.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are tuned in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. Your host is James Barber. If you'd like more information about 4talent.com and what we do, just log on to our website at 4talent.com. Now, back to the show.
Hey, welcome back. More Star Power Hour. This is James Barber on VoiceAmerica.com's Empowerment Channel. Here I am on VoiceAmerica.com. Hey, by the way, guys, I'm going to announce this now. The Tale of Two Cities DVD that was created for public television will be airing on VoiceAmerica.tv. It's going to be a really, really cool thing. We're going to have it up in just a couple days here. You're going to be able to click it and watch it. It's going to be, you know, it's just like an iTunes purchase or whatever, when you rent a movie on iTunes, just like we did with the Miranda Sings thing. By the way, Miranda Sings, I think it's down to like $3.90 to watch her hour and a half show on VoiceAmerica.tv. But A Tale of Two Cities international concert will be available to view on voiceamerica.tv in the next coming days. So keep your eyes out for that. It is going to be it's going to be up there, and you can watch it. For those of you who haven't seen it, or those of you who may have seen it once but didn't get the DVD, you can actually watch it in full right on voiceamerica.tv. I'll get you all that information as soon as it's available. So what was I saying? I totally lost my track. Oh, I remember what I was saying was that, I was talking about the whole Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer thing for a second earlier and how all these different people cover it. Well, you know, Gene Autry wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and it came from his album called The Christmas Story. And so I want to play the Bing version. Now, here's the thing that happens. You know, my kids are, you know, they're learning music in school and all that stuff. So when I play these different versions, they're like, wait a minute, it sort of goes, and then, you know, Bing will go off, you'll hear it. You know, there'll be a little, like, thing that happens that's not in the traditional version, and they just sort of like, you know, Rudolph the Red Nose had a little fun, so they just sort of hum through it, and, you know, get to the next part, like, what was that? That didn't make sense to me, but I don't care, I'm going to sing anyway. All right, so here's Bing Crosby's version of Rudolph the Red Nose Reindeer.
Well, you know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen,
Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Is it Herman?
No.
Is it Sherman?
No.
Is it Eddie? Is it Freddy?
No.
Is it Hart? Is it Schaffner? Is it Mox, perhaps?
Oh, you'll never, never guess it. Don't snap your cap.
Talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, him.
Had a very shiny nose.
So I've heard. They say if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a hot radish. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names.
Rudolph is a red nose.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then how the reindeers loved him, and they shouted out with
glee, Rudolph!
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer,
you'll go down in history. With his pink proboscis, his hairy snoot, his bugle that glowed like a lighter cheroot.
With his pink bazoo, he guided the sleigh.
He's a hero!
Why, Rudolph saved the day.
Hey!
Rudolph has got his red nose in the Reindeer Hall of Fame.
Rudolph's the red nose favorite of the little reindeer dames.
Rudolph's the North Pole big shot, rides around in Santa's sleigh.
Wearing a green fedora, smoking a cigar all day.
This story has a moral. Anyone can plainly see.
Just keep your red nose a-gleaming. You go down in history.
If you keep your nose a red, red rose.
If you keep your beak all pink and sleek.
And if you keep your snars maroon because.
You'll go down in history.
Isn't that cool? I like how they have applause after. I love the old recordings. I've talked about this before. You know, they didn't have autocorrect, man. You know, they didn't have, like, Pro Tools. They had to sing on key and on pitch. That doesn't really happen much anymore. I was talking to Ron Sharp yesterday, producer of Tale of Two Cities, is also a singer in his own right. And it's like, he said, you know what, Jim, your voice just wills people to listen. I was like, well, that doesn't mean it's necessarily on pitch. But, you know, when you sing really loud sometimes, like I do, it sort of just goes off. But being in the studio really changes things. Like when I record with Frank Wildhorn or even, you know, did my albums that I've done, it's a different vocal technique that you use when you're in the studio versus when you're singing, you know, in a big, big venue. Anyway, so that was Bing Crosby's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And you can tell how it's sort of like, you know, he did some other stuff with it that... wasn't necessarily in the traditional version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sung by Gene Autry. So what are you guys going to do for the holidays? You know, many of you already had your holiday with Hanukkah, you know, so you've done it. But guess what? That's the other thing I learned with growing up in the area that I grew up in. Even if Hanukkah fell in a different way, most of my friends went out of town. They're like, woohoo, Christmas vacation. We're going to Miami. So all my Jewish friends were like, you know, go to Florida, you know, go to Disney World. And I'm like sitting in the cold and celebrating Christmas, which I loved. You know, so a lot of my friends would go away, and obviously the friends that celebrated Christmas would stay. And some of my friends that were, you know, were not Christian stayed in the hometown, you know. But a lot of people go home. I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan on me. So what are you guys doing? You can, you know, tweet to the Star Power Hour or Star Power Hour on Twitter at Star Power, or just tweet at James Barber now. And let me know what you're doing, and we'll put them up on the radio show, because we have a few more days as we get into Christmas. I'm going to try to get Jim Meskimen, the amazing Jim Meskimen, on my radio show, because he's going to be my guest December 21st in L.A. He was on America's Got Talent, for those of you who watched that show. He's an amazing impersonator. Impressionist, I should say. I guess impersonator would be fine. Impressionist. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so he's going to be my guest on September 21st in LA. So I'm going to have him on as soon as I get back to Los Angeles and see if he's available for next week's show. I went to see the Hunger Games. Catch on fire. Whatever the heck the title of it was. And, you know, I think I mentioned this before. I had a really hard time with the first Hunger Games because I kind of have a hard time. Well, this one wasn't as much. But I had a hard time with it because it was kids killing kids. I really had a hard time with it. I know it was a social commentary. But, you know, having kids and looking at that, I'm like, what is the message? What's the message? That it's not okay to do it, or that it's okay to do it, but only on television or the screen. It was a really tough thing because I actually like the movie. I'm a fan of that kind of genre of film. So I had a hard time with it. It's like I couldn't watch it, but I could. It was weird. I'd like to hear what you guys think about that. But then I went to see the new one, which is actually sort of addressing the concerns that I had about the first one. So I don't know if you guys haven't seen it or have seen it, but it addresses those concerns. It talks about the flagrant use of violence and the oppression and suppression of peoples. Talk about that. You talk about Nelson Mandela, you know, who went through a lot. You know, there was a lot of talk about Nelson Mandela in the news. It's, you know, he's a communist, he's a terrorist, he's done all these horrible things, and you know, it is what it is. But the bottom line is, again, he change the world for the better. People change. People change. That's a true testament to that. And what was he doing? He was trying to save his people. They were basically being oppressed. I mean, you know, apartheid was horrible. Suppressing one race because they're a different color. Really? I mean, come on, people. You know, so when you look at what he did, you know, there's a great line, was it 1776? I think Ben Franklin said it when he talked about revolution and the fact that those who are enacting the revolution are looked on as traitors or revolutionists, you know, treasonous traitors. Yet the ones who are purveying the revolution, the ones that are doing the revolution, think of themselves as freedom fighters. You know, they think they're doing the right thing, and the people that are being revolted against think that they're right and the other people are wrong. You know, if we think about our own country, well, the United States, in the Revolutionary War, we were fighting against the people that controlled, that we were citizens of. We were British citizens. And we started, hey, man, we're gonna fight you and take our own country. Well, think about that from the British standpoint. They're like, wait a minute, you're British subjects. So, you know, you think about revolt and revolution and the sides that they're on. So Nelson Mandela was basically fighting to free his people, he being one of his people, which was an admirable quest, I think. I'm not a fan of war. I'm not a fan of violence, but I will certainly protect my family and those around me. So if somebody is doing something that I feel is counter to that intention, I will stand up and defend myself for my rights and my children's rights. So, you know, there's a place for it, I think. And the question is, when? Russia just came out and said, hey, we can use nuclear weapons. Did you see that? It's like, you know, U.S. developed long-range ballistic missiles that can pinpoint blah, 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 blah. I'm like, come on, stop it. You know, why are we doing this? And then Russia comes out and says, well, people who have these things, we reserve the right to use nuclear weapons. It's the great equalizer. Really? I think it's the great killer. Come on. It's the great destroy the world. It's ridiculous. Nuclear weapons, people, we're going backwards. We're going backwards. And here I was, I just played Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and all of a sudden talking about nuclear weapons. What is going on in the world? Nelson Mandela. That's how I got to it. Anyway, people like him changed the world. No matter what you think of Jesus or who he was, the dude had an impact on the world. Buddha, you know, Muhammad, all had impacts on the world. So what's your impact on the world for the better? We'll be right back after this. This is James Barber. Stay tuned.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Drowning in credit card debt can be stressful. No solutions in sight? Can't find anyone to give you any real advice? Thank goodness there's a website designed for any consumer to get out of debt. Visit thedebtlady.com. Thedebtlady.com features books, articles, media, and expert consultants to help you on your way to financial freedom. Thedebtlady.com, your new best friend.
Everybody has a dream. For some, that dream is to become an actor, comedian, or dancer. Others dream of signing a recording contract, being on Broadway, or directing their own film. Now those dreams can come true, because on 4Talent.com, we turn the spotlight on talent. On 4Talent.com, everyone can participate in online contests and festivals, log on and get into exclusive interviews with industry experts, create personal scrapbooks and photo albums, plus communicate with other members who share your passions. So, what are you waiting for? Whether you're an artist or a fan, sign up today. Membership is free. Join today, and you just might be one of the people who get to say,
I got my break on 4Talent.com, and you can too.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
It's time for Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4Talent.com. We'll cover what's hot in the arts and entertainment industry. Our guests will talk about projects they're currently working on and what they're about to do next. You don't want to miss today's show. Now, here is your host, James Barber.
Ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. What was on those ships, all three, on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day? A little boy and a lady on Christmas Day in the morning. Oh, la, 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 la. They sailed for Bethlehem on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. Yes, they sailed for Bethlehem on Christmas Day in the morning.
So rejoice and sing on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And all the bells on earth will ring on Christmas Day in the morning, on Christmas Day in the morning, on Christmas Day in the morning. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day, I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
So that was from a CD called Carols for Cure, Volume 10 from 2008. And basically what happens is every year all the Broadway shows get together and they do this Christmas album, and the money goes for AIDS research and stuff like that. So that was from the Carols for Cure, Volume 10 from 2008. It's pretty cool to be able to do that kind of stuff. You know, all the different casts get together. Maybe I'll play another one because this is kind of cool. I didn't realize that I totally forgot I had this in my canon of Christmas music. Okay, here's another one.
Ding dong, ding dong. Oh, la la, ha la la, mamma. I thought that was awesome. That's Carol of the Bells. It's sung by the cast of Lion King from 2008. I just see, you think about reinventing traditional songs. That's a perfect example of it. Really cool version of that. Guys, go get this album. You can get them all. You know, just Google Broadway's Greatest Gifts, Carols for a Cure, and you'll see the different versions. All right, guys. Well, we're about wrapped up for this week's Star Power Hour. I want to thank you for logging on and tuning in. And don't forget, tonight, 7 p.m. at 54 Below in New York City, it will be my last holiday concert on the East Coast for 2013. My guest, two-time Tony nominee Mary Testa, and the amazing blues gospel singer, Mr. Jesse Stevenson. You do not want to miss this. I'm pretty sure there are a few tickets left. You can go to www.54below.com. That's 54, the number 54below.com. Enter in the code JBARBOUR5, the letter J, B-A-R-B-O-U-R, the number 5, and you get a little discount on the tickets. Come and see the show. You're going to have a blast. We're going to do gift giveaways like we do every year. We gave some really cool gifts away last Saturday. So I encourage you to come. And for those of you in LA, www.brownpapertickets.com, brownpapertickets.com. It's Saturday, December 21st at the Celebrity Center International Pavilion. Gorgeous space in Hollywood on December 21st, that Saturday night. Jim Meskimen from America's Got Talent is my guest. There might be a couple more coming. I'm not going to tell you yet. Big surprises. All right, guys, thanks so much for logging on, and I hope you enjoyed this week's music. We're going to have some cool guests next week. We will talk to you then. Have a great week.
Thanks again for tuning in this week. James Barber will be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, the arts and entertainment social network on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Now go check out our site, and we'll see you next time.